author, and historian Jean Morgan Moe lived in Alaska during the hectic and heady days of oil pipeline construction. She returned to her native Louisiana after many years here, but has never forgotten her adopted state. Moe will travel through Alaska later this month to promote her book, In Pursuit of Alaska, a collection of accounts of some of the earliest visitors to the Great Land, starting with John Muir. She says she got the idea for the anthology many decades ago when she visited the rare book collection at the UAA Library and found a book full of unique stories.
And so here were these incredible stories that really no one that I knew anything about. And many of them are people who traveled to Alaska who didn't stay and then went back home again, but they wrote about Alaska. And Alaska was so unusual and so unknown that most Americans didn't know anything about it. And these people started writing these things. The country didn't have really a concept of Alaska. People started writing about it, and then people wanted to read about it, especially once the Gold Rush stories started coming out. But the tourists, too. Muir went to Alaska at a time when no one went. Muir planned to stay a month. He stayed five because he loved it so much. Went home because he couldn't find anyone to travel with him anymore, and then was back the following summer. And when he wrote about it, people read these stories and were inspired to go. The tour companies started offering tours, largely because of Muir's writing. And so even for the tourists to go, it was a different thing. They were so, their stories were so unusual that when they went back home, they were invited to speak places.
Do you have a favorite anecdote?
Absolutely.
Which one? Go ahead.
It's like a mother with her children, right? There's a writer named Robert Dunn that I'm just absolutely crazy about. Dunn was really a different person, and he wrote a book called The Shameless Diary of an Explorer, which is about an attempt in 1903 to reach the summit of Mount McKinley. Well, he was 26 when he found out that there was an expedition that was going to try to climb Mount McKinley. He was working in New York as a reporter, writing, he says, potboilers, and his editor was a man you've probably heard of named Lincoln Steffens. And Lincoln Steffens hooked him up with this guy named Frederick Cook, and Cook was going to try to climb McKinley. So Dunn joins the expedition. He comes to Alaska, and Cook was just this terribly inept leader of an expedition. But they finally got to McKinley, and Cook had said, he said, look, Don, it won't be a problem. We can get up McKinley at the rate of 5,000 feet a day. They start up the mountain. And, you know, nobody knew how you were going to get up the mountain. But I don't think very many people had tried to climb McKinley. They start up the mountain, and they finally get to a place where they're standing on an 11,000-foot knife edge, and they look down. They can't go forward. They know they can't go up anymore, and the summer's running out. Their food's running out, so they have to quit. And Dunn's book, Shameless Diary of an Explorer, the first line is, this is the story of a failure. I mean, who could not love a book that says this is the story of a failure? And it's just a grand story.
Now, let's get to the photos a bit. Most of them, I would assume, came from UAF's archives.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. I wrote the first draft of this book in 83 and 84. And when I was doing that, the only pictures that were available to me were microfilm. And most of the pictures that are in the book, I selected before I left Alaska. When I came back, I had a cardboard box with the draft of the manuscript, and I had prints of the photographs that I wanted to be in the book. Many of those photographs have now been digitized, and the Alaska Digital Archives, as you know, is just this incredibly lovely thing with thousands and thousands of photographs that you can just pour over. And so there were, I substituted a few and I chose a few more, but the picture on the cover is one that came from those old days. And I just, the photographs were so much fun to look at, because how can you look at those people and not want to know what was their story? Who were these folks?
What is it about Alaska that has that mystique that people seem to, you know, Jack London called it the call of the wild?
I think there's a certain kind of person. I can talk to people about Alaska. You have to have a curious mind. You have to be a curious person. You have to want to know. You have to be looking. And you can talk to people, and in 10 minutes, you can know whether this is a person who's going to be interested in Alaska or not. And I think it's that curiosity. I think it's that sense of wanting to know, of wanting to discover, of being alive. That's the kind of people who go to Alaska.
Jean Morgan Moe is the editor of In Pursuit of Alaska, an anthology of travelers' tales from 1879 through 1909. Moe will finish up her statewide tour by speaking at the Anchorage Museum of History and Art on July 8th.